go on the road at NJC and Sterling, and always a tough place to play out there, and to pick up a 2-point win to survive an advance. That's all he asked for, but that was a big road win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Obviously, last time we played up at Sterling, the first half didn't go our way, and kind of got punched around a little bit and got ourselves in a hole. So it was good here to see us come out with a little bit more fight right out of the gates. And kind of like keep the crowd, at bay. NJC is a very tough place. They got a rowdy crowd, student section, and all that good stuff, which is nice for college basketball. But, if you let NJC just beat you up, the crowd's going to get into it too. And so I thought we did a pretty good job of handling some runs there and being ready to come out and take away some of the stuff that they're really good at. First time we played them, we got really beat up on the glass. And then inside the paint as well. So it was good to be able to make those adjustments. And then, second half, they made that 16-4 run that put them up 7. It was good for us to be able to respond and come from behind a little bit as well and put some pressure back on them too. And so I was really happy with our guys for sticking with the game plan and being really more attention and detail oriented in this one than we have in the last couple.
And to come down when the final 5 seconds, hit a shot to take the lead and then hold them in their final possession to try to tie or win it. That was big too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I've been asked a couple of times from some people, like, hey, what'd you draw up there? I was like, yeah, I drew up a great play. It's called Get the Hell Out of the Way. So guys were able to get downhill. Ty Foster did a good job of getting the ball inbounded and getting downhill and being able to put some pressure at the rim. That was my biggest thing is that, talking to the officials there before that play even happened, I thought they were doing a pretty good job of calling some physicality up on the perimeter on both sides. We got called for a lot of those, and so did NJC. And so my deal was like, hey, if there's contact up there, if it was a foul the first, 20 seconds of the game, it's got to be a foul the last 20. So with that being said, I really want us to try and get downhill and put some pressure on that as well. And plus, we had done a good job throughout the game of being able to do that. So it was good for Ty to get down there and being able to make a really good shot high off the glass. And then at the other end, Martell being able to be athletic and make a play and not letting their big guy, be able to catch that thing and tip it out to their shooters, because that's what it looked like. Was that they were trying to run a home run play and throw it down there and have him tip it out and both their shooters, running full speed for a catch and shoot opportunity. And so Martell was able to get up there and knock the ball down and seal it up.
Move on to Scott's Bluff, Coach, and they're going to take on Gillette. And what 26-4? They've had a great season, haven't they?
I mean, they're good. Coach Neary and Gillette hasn't missed a beat from the hiatus that they had as far as, shutting down athletics. They're very talented. Like you said, they're 26-4. They won the North. The North was pretty talented this year as well. And so they're big, they're long, they're athletic. They just do a lot of really good stuff. They average a ton of points. I think they're at 91 per game right now. Shooting percentages are really high. As a team, I think they're shooting 48%, 38% from the 3-point line, and they rebound it well. And then they guard the hell out of you, too. I mean, teams are only shooting 38% against them. A lot of that is because of their length. They do a really good job on backside of coming up from the weak side and contesting shots around the rim. And so we're going to have to be really good. And it's all of these teams in the final sites, in the final 8 teams, they're there for a reason. They're playing good basketball at this time. They're talented teams, and so no game is going to be easy. And you look at the bracket, top to bottom, it's they're all battles. They're all going to be fights. And so obviously getting the number one team in the North is obviously tough, but our message is, hey, 1-0. We don't have Sonic. It's a 4-game series, where we have to win, 4 of them. It's just one. We got to beat them once. We got to go 1-0. We got to be really good. We got to be disciplined. We got to be able to get downhill a little bit. And you're going to have to make some shots. This time of year, that's what it comes down to. It's can you get some stops and can you make shots? If we can do that, we'll play with anybody.
Any other surprise from the Saturday games in the North and South? Were there any surprises? Any other road teams that picked up wins?
Yeah, Northwest Wyoming, the 6th seed on the north side, ended up going to Central Wyoming and beating the 3 seed there too. And I'm pretty sure that those are really the only upsets. Laramie County as a 4 seed beat Western Wyoming, Casper as a 2 seed won. And so everybody else kind of held serve. But yeah, Northwest Wyoming went out to to Central and beat them. And I thought Central was playing pretty good basketball this time too. You know, I thought we played them back in December in the Region 9 Classic in Sterling, and we ended up getting the win. But I thought they had a really talented team. You know, they had some really good guard play. They had a couple four men that could really stretch the floor. And with them too, it's like a lot of guys shoot it well. You know, and that typically teams that make runs in March shoot the ball well, because obviously everyone can scout defensively, everyone's kind of on point, and so it's just a matter of can you make shots or not. So I thought that was pretty surprising that Northwest was able to get that win in a tough place to play, especially after playing Gillette a week before and not playing well at all, and Gillette just blew them out of the water. And so credit to Coach Ward and having his guys ready to go. And yeah, I mean, that's the only upset was us. The 2-6 seeds on both sides prevailed, so it must be that 6-3 matchup, I guess.
Well, I do believe spring break this week, so all you pretty much concentrate on basketball, and that's it for this week leading up to the game, can't you?
It's nice. It is nice. It's good for our guys to be able to get in the training room without having to worry about classes and stuff, and getting taken care of their bodies, and then being able to get some practice stuff and film and good film sessions in as well. And I thought that was one big thing, you know, going into this game against NJC. I felt really prepared. I think our guys felt really prepared. You know, obviously we had a week to prepare for him. We had seen him before and all that stuff, but just being able to practice and watch a bunch of film and getting yourselves ready, I thought was huge. But at the same time, you know, we could have had terrible days of practice. Doesn't matter how many days you have, we could have had bad days and not been ready. And so credit to our guys too for making an adjustment. And I thought we strung together, you know, some of our best practices of the year leading up to that game. And this week has got to be no different. You know, it's tight. I mean, you don't have classes to worry about right now. It's the only thing you really have is basketball, and you got, you know, one game guaranteed, hopefully three total if you make the run, and then see what happens. And that's my biggest thing is, like, if we're going to go out, let's go out on our shield and play our best basketball.